Matt Greenwood returning with KJF Sports Talk as we transition from the end of football season into the beginning of boys and girls basketball. We've got Chris Ellis, the Festus girls basketball coach, joining us here on the show. And Coach Ellis, this is his first year as the head coach of the Festus Tigers. So we'll dive into a little bit of who Coach Ellis is. But for those of you that might have forgotten, the Festus girls basketball team went 12-12 last year. Unfortunately, lost in the district semifinals to North County, but did put up a very strong season under head coach Ron Rhodes. And now Chris Ellis is taking over. Coach, kind of introduce yourself to us, to our listeners, and to the Festus community, if you will.
Well, coached 35 years in women's basketball. Been at two high schools, Parkway South and Webster Groves, prior to coming to Festus. Also was the head women's basketball coach at Maryville University, transitioned from Division III to Division II. Was there for 15 years and also coached one season with the St. Louis River Queens. Kind of a, in the WBL, kind of a predecessor to the WNBA and the ABL on the women's side.
All right, very cool. Very extensive coaching background. What brought you to Festus, Coach?
Well, I coached at Christian High School a year ago and a retired public educator. And I understood from a friend that the Festus job had opened up and that Ron was moving on. And he suggested that I take it. In fact, his name is Tracy Schmidt, and his wife is the head coach at Windsor High School. And he knew about the job, knew about Eric Allen, said that you know, I should get in touch with Eric. And I did, and the ball got rolling, and it was a great situation, so I accepted.
All right, well, very cool. Well, welcome aboard to the Festus girls basketball team. Let's get to it, talking about the upcoming season. You guys have a jamboree coming up on Friday. Your first game of the regular season is actually a home game, which will be on the 29th of this month against Pacific. But before we dive into the anticipation of that, Coach, take us through some of the players that you have coming back and some of the new faces on the team this year.
Really excited about our kids. We have just about everybody returning back from last year's team. Senior Jen Edding was all Jeffco selection last year. Point guard Abby Rickerman, two guard, also all Jeffco returning player. We have Bria Garman, one of the top athletes in the area. Bria is an amazing volleyball player, brings a lot of that to the basketball court. Jessica Hiddenstreet is a power forward, similar to Bria. Can really get up and we'll get a lot of rebounds for us, very quick, very strong. And then Abby McMillan returns, a 6'2 junior center. So that'll probably round out our starters. They'll be bolstered by seniors Caitlin Holt and Allison Kuykendall, who both have a lot of experience and had great summers for us. Also with them is a transfer from Chaffee, point guard Tristan Folk. And we have two promising freshmen that I think will see a lot of time, Kinsey Banach and Lily Nick. So we kind of feel like we've got a nice mix of the old and new, and kids are excited about playing. Unfortunately, with the jamboree, with the snow coming, it's tomorrow, and it's been canceled already. So we will not be doing that, but we would just give us more time to prepare for our game against Pacific coming up on the 29th.
Well, that is certainly a bummer, Coach. Sorry to hear about that, but of course, everyone has to deal with all these stupid weather conditions for us.
Yeah.
I call them stupid. They're not stupid. I just don't like them.
Unfortunate at this time.
Right. One of the girls that I think is a pretty popular name around Festus, that's Abby McMillan. You mentioned before we started this interview, Coach, that she only participated in 11 games last year, I'm assuming due to injury there. She's coming back as a player that I'm sure you're going to rely heavily on. Another player that made an impact was Jen Edding, and then, of course, Abby Rickerman. Kind of take us through those three girls, if you will, and kind of your expectations from them this year.
Okay, well, with Jen, you know, we've had some discussions about how we need a lot of leadership out of her, and she's very quiet, goes about her business in a very almost professional-like manner, and would like to see her be a little bit more, you know, of a collegiate-slash-high school-type spirit. But she gives 100%, very talented player, can shoot it, handle the ball, and trying to get her to be a little bit more vocal. Abby Rickerman is a tremendous kid, just a great athlete, very coachable, shoots the three, handles the ball, plays great D, gives you 120% all the time. And Abby McMillan, she really is kind of our wild card. You know, she comes back healthy. The girls at party have been handling, you know, just giving her great passes on the foam and finding her to be able to score in scrimmages. So I think we'll have a nice mix of the inside and out and a veteran team. And my expectations for us are pretty high. So we'll have to wait and see. We'll roll the dice in November and see what happens. But I think it can be a very strong team.
You know, Coach Ellis, sometimes a coach, you know, during the practices before season begins is looking for an identity of the team, whether it's from a personality standpoint, from a physical standpoint, or from a mental standpoint. You've had, a little while to spend with these girls. I don't know how much on the court, but maybe off the court as well. What stands out about this team as you get ready for the 2018-19 season?
Well, kind of like I described, Jen, it's almost like a professional-like environment. There's not a lot of chatter. We're really trying to work on that. And as far as getting our identity, Ron was a zone coach. Ron had a lot of success being a zone coach. He's a 1-2-2 into 1-2-2, and I'm kind of a man-to-man guy. So getting them to transform from that defense into man-to-man has been tough, but I think the girls are excited about that. We kind of want to forge our identity through just really, really aggressive play. Play an 84-foot game, get the ball out of the basket quickly, which we hope is not very often from the other team, but get the ball out of the basket quickly, get the ball up and down the court fast, and then turn around and transition defense. So hopefully our defense will complement our offense and the fact that we do want to play fast. So just getting them to kind of buy into the way I want to play and my personality. I think they're excited about it, but albeit a little hesitant. So we're working on that and trying to work ourselves through that. Had a really good week at Licking summer camp, though, and we got to bond a little bit over the summer. And then, you know, couldn't wait for October to roll around and have practice. So it's been a lot of fun.
All right. Well, Coach Ellis, we'll let you get back to getting ready for this season. Super happy to have basketball back on the KGF airwaves. And hopefully the girls will get comfortable with you, Coach, and you know, put on a good show this year, and especially in that home game against Pacific on the 29th. And I do appreciate
thank you
your time.
So much for having me on the show and covering women's basketball.
You're very welcome. That is Chris Ellis, the new Festus girls basketball coach, joining us here on KGF Sports Talk.